This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is...
Nate from Nate Fletcher Reviews.
Welcome to episode 21. This is the Ip Man franchise series. We're going to start off with the first Ip Man from 2008. Before we start the fun stuff, guys, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate the show, leave some feedback. We'll take it, put it onto the show, and then make it better for your guys' hearing pleasures. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button, smash those bell buttons, so every time we're live Monday, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, or we drop new podcast episodes up, you guys will be notified. Again, let's get right into this episode. We always start off with box office numbers. So, for yes. Ip Man, 2008, Nate, this is kind of funny. It had no domestic box office numbers, okay?
Straight, not surprising. I don't remember this ever coming out in the theater here.
Yes, this was straight international, but for international, it made $22 million for a worldwide total of $22 million on a budget of $11 million. So actually, it made his money. So
Yeah. So well, listen, this is obviously our franchise show, meaning this is a franchise. So had to be profitable if you're going to make four of these. They got to be making money somewhere, right? Not, I would imagine all the U.S. is DVD, Blu-ray, now 4K sales. So I'm sure it made money here on the market. I know I have friends who are very into the martial arts genre. They all like this movie a lot. So I would imagine it probably made a good following here once it came out on video.
Yeah. But let's get right into that Rotten Tomato scores. What was the Rotten Tomato score?
Rotten Tomato score for Ip Man. Very good. This might be one of the better weeks as far as the two movies we're doing. 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's certified fresh.
Certified very fresh. And an interesting, it's a high score for essentially a martial arts movie that's not like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Right.
One of those prestigious ones. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, very well-reviewed movie. And we're going to let you guys know if we agree with that in just a minute here.
Yeah, so the way I watch this movie before we get into the review, we have six categories that we do all our reviews based off of. We got lead character, main villain, action scenes, overall storyline, total points out of 25. Then me and Nate will give, at the end of everything, we give our scores. Then you guys will know what we actually truly give this movie. And it's up to you guys. Leave a comment down below what you guys thought of the movie for yourselves. If you guys agree with me or Nate, you can also put it down there if you're team Nate or Alex. So far, Alex's team is not doing so well.
I crushed you on Terminator.
You destroyed Dark Fate. Yeah, you killed me on that one. But again, this movie is straight Korean, right? Oh, no, Chinese. It's Chinese. Yes, it was Chinese. I had to put the English and the English subtitles. That's how I watched the movie, just to learn the storyline, what I'm watching. And then I rewatched it again without the English audio, straight subtitle. And oh, yeah, we're going to get right into it. Nate, is that the way you watch it also?
So normally I watch the movie in the native language.
Yes.
In this case, Cantonese. Cantonese is like the regular language. Okay. I normally watch it in the native language with English subtitles.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. But I'll be honest, with this movie, I got about 15 minutes in, maybe 20. And it was bothering me because it was in Cantonese, but it still looked dubbed. Like, it still looked like they did a lot of the audio with ADR.
Yeah.
So, like, even though I was watching it in the language it was made in, the mouth didn't really match what they were saying. Yep. And it got to bother me so much that I just put it into English because I was like, if it's going to be all weird, I may as well just watch it in English, which might have been a mistake because the English dub is so bad. Now, this is not a factor into the movie review.
No.
I just want to say it. Whoever they got to voice these people, it was horrible.
It was all bad.
Every single one of them was bad.
Yeah.
So That was pretty funny, but
yeah,
it won't affect my score, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. But again, after we finish episode 21 and 22, me and Nate is going to be starting our 4K movie reviews. We're going to be doing It Man and also Terminator, Total Recall. Those are going to be our first time 4K reviews breakdown. But let's get right into the actual It Man with our lead character, It Man himself, Daniel Yang. So
here's the thing. I'm going to preface this review. I'm going to be fully honest with you guys. I enjoy martial arts in films. I wouldn't say I'm a diehard martial arts like movie fan. So take my review with that knowledge. I think it's important because not that I'm going to give it a bad review. I'm not saying that or anything. I'm just saying you got to take it for what it is. I don't watch a ton of martial arts movies. It's not my go-to genre.
Right.
So with that said, the lead character, Donnie Yen. Awesome. Good character, good actor. I always like him. I like him in pretty much everything he's in, whether it be an Asian movie or in the few American movies he's been in. I even loved him in like Rogue One. I thought he was an awesome character. Mm-hmm. He was in Triple X, one of the new ones or something.
Deep
I don't know.
Part two,
he's always fun. Like he has fun in the American movies and then he's, you know, more serious in the Asian. Yeah. I really like him. As far as a martial artist go, you know, you have like your Jet Li's, your Jackie Chan's, your, you know, Donnie Yen, these big famous Chinese actors. He's a good one. I really enjoy his acting. As a character, I enjoyed him. I did have a couple of issues, which will keep me from the perfect five. And they were more so like character issues. Now, one thing is, I don't know, this is based on a true person. And I would imagine maybe there's elements that are a true story. But most of the movie comes off as, I won't say propaganda, but very much like Chinese patriotism, which is fine because American movies are just like that, right? You know, like American movies are America, rah-rah, military. So it's okay. But I don't know how much is true. And also, he just did things in this movie that annoyed me. I was like the scene. So the scene where he's at the factory or whatever, and the guy's like, oh, let's go to lunch and do all this stuff. And he's just like, nah. And oh, also, I don't want a job. And also, even though I just beat these 10 guys to death, I don't want the rice. But I'm like, bro, I get it. I get the pride thing. But also, he got a little kid at home and a wife, and they got to eat. And there's a certain stubbornness to him that I didn't like that much. And that's okay. Maybe that's how the man really was. So because of that, I gave him a 4. I still really liked him. He's honorable. And, you know, I just think personally, I was watching it and I was like, ugh. Like if I was trying to put myself in his place. And I was like, if I'm the greatest fighter in the world and I know I can get 10 bags of rice whenever I want, and I got a kid and wife at home, and she was kind of sick. Remember, like one part she was sick and he was giving her like soup or whatever that was. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you got to take care of them. Maybe that's just my personality is I got to make sure my family's good, whether it means I got to take the Japanese rice or not. You know what I mean? So 4 out of 5, I did like him overall.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I agree with you on those traits. And then it's funny because I don't know if people know out there, but It Man is the one who taught Bruce Lee how to fight. That's where he got his
Wing Chun master.
Yeah, the Wing Chun master. So he taught Bruce Lee. You get to see all that throughout the franchise. But I was okay with all those traits. I mean, because honestly, again, you said it. We really don't know how much is real in this. I don't know if he really fought 10 dudes and destroyed them like he did in the movie. I really don't know none of that. But in terms of the lead character, was he entertaining? Absolutely. Was he very drama filled? Oh my God, this movie had drama. I mean, I didn't think I was going to get emotional. I got emotional. Even not even knowing the language, but just listening to these buffoons in the Ovu dub doing it. But I kind of, the way Daniel, the way he did It Man, it came across the screen very well, very believable. I don't know the guy. I mean, like I said, I really don't know It Man for, you know, we nobody knows. We wasn't around during the time. So he played him, I guess, to the T, I guess. There was a lot of great moments where he had a lot of, morals to him.
Yep.
So that I liked, just like every, I guess, martial artist, right? They always had their own, right?
They have a code of ethics of sorts.
Yes.
Most of these martial artists.
Yeah. So he has his code. So with that, I gave him a 5 across. Nice. I thought he was very good. I thought his morals were very well. I do agree with you. There were some things that I didn't understand. But I guess if you were in his shoes, I guess with the morals or whatever, I guess he didn't want the rice. He just went there to just beat someone's ass.
He took the bloody rice to give it to the wife or whatever of the other guy. But,
which is honor. You know, like, because he was fighting.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
He
like
it taken 11 bags of
rice. Yeah, I mean, hey. But, yeah, so
his kid's at home starving, and he comes home with a little potato in his pocket.
Yeah,
and I'm like, bro, you could have had 10 bags of rice. Just take the stupid rice, but whatever.
No, I agree with you. I agree. But he took the bloody rice to the family.
He took the bloody rice.
That must have been like creepy, right? Like he's like, your husband died. Here's the bloody bag. Yeah. No, but all right. Lead villain, which is the general, of the movie.
You go.
Oh, I go. Yes. Yes, I do go for the lead villain. Okay, now this one, I'm not going to give a 5 across because the main villain was not throughout this whole movie. I'm gonna be really honest. He was not. He was towards the last 30 minutes or so of the movie. He came in, right, the general, because the movie we'll talk about in the storyline was like a two-part movie in one. That's what I felt like. It was like a two-parter, but we'll discuss that in the storyline. So the general comes towards the ending of the film, and he's menacing, very menacing. He looks like a villain, like the typical villain that you want. He could beat ass. That's what you wanted in this movie. You wanted to see how him and it man was going to go toe-to-toe. You got that. He was very cool when he was when he was arguing with his henchman, the guy with the glasses who wants to shoot everybody, and he's like, he started yelling at him, telling, not in my tournament, you're gonna be shooting people. And I thought that was pretty cool, because that's where we'll talk about the storyline, because that's where things just got real up in here with it man once he saw that. But anyway, I thought he was very good. So with that, because he came in at the last 30 minutes or so of the film, it's going to hit him hard with some points. So I gave him a 3 out of 5. He was very good. And I'm not saying it like, oh, he was hard. He was a very good villain. It's just sad that they introduced that character towards the ending of the movie. But when he was there, his presence was felt. That general, you knew he was on the screen. So for me, it's a 3 out of 5.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't disagree with any of your points, but I just didn't like him that much. This is we'll differ here. Probably this might be our biggest gap as far as scores, I would imagine, in this movie. I didn't like him. I think he was. I agree. He had the look. He had a good presence. He could have been a really good villain, in my opinion.
Right.
The main thing is, like for example, that scene where the other guy shoots the guy, right? After the tournament, he beats those guys, and then he tries to take the rice, even though he lost in the 3-on-1 fight or whatever. Mm-hmm. He shoots him, and he's like, hey, don't shoot people, blah, blah, blah. If he would have been a little more merciless and was more okay with the shooting, or if he shot the guy himself, let's say, that would be like, ooh, this guy is. But he's not. And then on top of that, and I get why he did it, but it's just like, okay. And then, if we're being real honest, in that last fight, he gets absolutely destroyed. He doesn't he barely lands a punch on Ip Man, which is fine. Ip Man is a master, martial artist. But they also set this guy up like, he's talking about how Japanese martial arts are superior and how he doesn't think Chinese is better, even though he wants them to train. He wants them to train their soldiers and all this stuff. And then he gets waxed. He gets absolutely waxed. He's whack. I gave him a 1.
Oh,
he
my God.
Destroyed. He got destroyed. He's barely in it. He's not as ruthless as I need. For me, whack. Give him a 1.
Oh, whack. Give him a 1.
Give him a 1 for me. But again, I don't disagree with your points. Just didn't work for me.
No. It's okay. I mean, we're not going to be agreeing on every movie. But that's the point where we do this. All right. Action scenes.
All right, I think we may agree here, because this one got a ton of action. This one got a ton of action. Listen, I personally like, and this is one of the reasons I'm not a huge martial arts fan, I like diversity in my action. There's not a lot of diversity in action. It's all hand-to-hand, martial arts fighting. With that said, it's top-notch. It is top-notch, top of the line. The hand-to-hand fights are awesome. Donnie Yen is awesome martial artist.
He is.
Oh, yeah. He is incredible. He's fast. You know, young Jet Li, I remember seeing some younger Jet Li movies. He was super fast, Jet Li. And Donnie Yen, very fast, got the fast hands. When he does those punches, and it sounds like machine guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Overused. They did it too many times, but I still liked it, for, you know, for the most part. Super fast, very graceful. Love it. Just the Wing Chun style. I love it. Very defensive. A lot of blocking, a lot of move you over here. I'm going to put you where, you know, I love it. I had a friend who practiced Wing Chun, and it's a pretty cool martial art. So yeah, I thought he was great. I liked, even though he was like a turd of a character, that other guy who comes in and like beats all the masters up.
Jin?
Fight in his house.
Thing was Jin?
Yeah. He was like a dirty, he looked like a dirty traveler or whatever.
Yeah, he looked like Kurt Urban.
I liked the way that guy fought too. He was good. Yeah. Like his fights with the other people as he's leading up to fighting Ip Man. He was cool. The only diversity you get is once or twice they add in some weapons, which was cool. I didn't like that this guy fought him with a feather. But that's more for humor. You know, it's played kind of mixing some humor. So I'm okay with it. 5 out of 5 on the action for me. It was fantastic. It was well choreographed. And one thing I love is well shot. Wide angles. You could see what's going on all the time, which I love.
I agree with everything you said. And you know, it's funny. Us Americans are not used to watching martial arts movies like this. Because we don't get them. The only thing we got is what? John Wick? Right, because John Wick is it's minimal because he's not even really a martial artist. Like he ain't doing much of the jujitsu. I think that's jujitsu he's doing, right?
You got some hand to hand in the Bourne movies, you know?
Yeah, which was Kuka Krav Maga? I don't know the name. I know
Krav Maga.
Yes, because he's fighting with books and pencils and pens.
And it's not shot like this, but that's probably like one of the only American movies that's like kind of heavy in hand-to-hand.
Right, unless you add, like you said, unless you add someone like Jackie Chang or Jet Li into the film, you get those type of hand-to-hand real martial artists. So when I put this, and again, I seen the first two movies already, but I haven't seen them in years. So when I put them on, I told my wife, look, we're going to be watching Ip Man. And she was like, oh, yeah, because she loved the damn movie. So she was like, oh, yeah. So I put it on, and I totally forgot how amazing the action sequences were, from the beginning shot of him just having that private fight with the other teacher. Remember that,
Mr. Liu?
Yeah. Which was the guy who got killed in the thing for rice.
The rice guy.
Yeah, the rice guy. So from that shot all the way to the general getting his ass whooped on the pole. It was one, like you said, it's one of the best fightings that I've seen in a long time. I mean, I never seen a movie like it's just fluid. Like, I was like, holy crap. And I am I started to like look up all of these Daniel Yang movies and started to throw them on my Amazon cart for us to cover. Cause I'm like, I'm dying to see more of his movies. Like, he is an amazing action fighter. I know there's more. And I know a lot of people are going to drop in the comments. Please do so. Help us out. If you know other Japanese action stars that you want us to take a look at, please throw it in the comments below. We'll if we can get our hands on it, we'll get it digitally, whatever. We'll cover it on the show. But this movie, hands down, action galore. I mean, I even loved at the end when he's fighting the general and he lands on the pole. And then you see him training on the dummy and he's doing exactly on the person. Oh, I was like, this is like beautiful. I'm like, bravo. I was like, this is amazing. I gave it a 5. There's no way you can't give this a 5.
I agree. You know what's great too? Very graceful, but then like hits hard. You know what I mean? It's not overly brutal, but like the scene where he fights the 10 dudes, like he's breaking that guy's leg and breaking their arms. But also it just all looks very nice, very ballet-like. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love that it looks... It's pleasing to the eye while also crunching bones. You know what I mean? It's fantastic.
Well, you know what? That scene that you're talking about, that's the Nate scene, because he was a pissed off character.
That's what I said. Okay. Wait a minute. This guy is what I'm talking about. And then he didn't take the rice. And I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, no.
But I still get it. I still like that scene. It was awesome.
Yo, dude, man, I felt it, bro. When he was like, open the gate. I was like, oh, my God. He's the ass whipping is coming. I was like, so I loved it. 5 out of 5 storyline. Yep. That's me.
Yep.
The storyline in this movie is good. And the reason why I'm going to say this is because it was like a twofer. It was like a two-part movie. You got the first half. He's rich beyond rich. I don't know how he got rich. Again, is this just for the movie? But yeah. He was a rich dude. Like, this dude had like a semi mansion, I guess, like a mini mansion.
He did. He had a huge yard.
Yeah. So he had enough training ground to whip people's asses here and there. So he was rich. I love that. He was a very humble guy. Him and his family are not like these rich people that go around spending money. They were very humble. They're very friendly to the community. Like they're very peaceful. Then the second half of the movie is when they lose everything. And I think this is, for me, where it hits home, where the movie took, for me, it made it way better. I was like, yes, because this movie was about survival. It wasn't about, he could beat 20 people. Like, he could do whatever he can. But no, it was a survival movie. Like, he had to survive with his family. He went from the rich of the rich now to, like, picking up coal and living off of potatoes and sacks of rice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I liked it. I thought it was very impactful. Even, like, his friend that had the cotton mill. And it was like, dude, I can give you 10%. He's like, I don't want your 10%. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was very honorable. Like, I don't want your 10%. Where he gave him money, but
he
whatever.
Invested in it. He should have taken 20%.
He should.
Again, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. But look, with that said, I thought the storyline for me, the second half where he had to fight for survival, for me, that's where the movie hit home for me. I was like, I'm not saying the beginning wasn't, because the beginning showed you him in a higher... in a higher light, like he's rich and he's doing all this stuff.
I forgot to turn on my light.
That's okay. With that said, I gave this a 4 out of 5 in terms of storyline. It's not a perfect 5. I'm not going to give it everything like perfect storylines, but this one was actually pretty good because you got the twofers. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
So I give it a 4 out of 5.
I agree. My score might be a little different, but I agree with everything you said. It is... the first 35 minutes, it's 35 minutes until it gets to the, because I checked the time. Because I'm the same like you. I saw this movie maybe in like 2009, like shortly after it came out here in the U.S. I saw it like on DVD back when I used to look at DVDs. I don't even look at those things anymore. So I haven't seen it since then. And I remember I was like, I thought this was like a war, it was set during a war or something. And then
that's the same thing I told my wife. I said, didn't they get
it? Like, you look at the front of the cover and it's like all destruction, war. And I'm like, what is this? So I had to check the time. It's 35 minutes.
Okay.
The thing for me is I didn't like the first 35 minutes. I really liked the last like hour.
Yeah.
I thought that was way better. When it gets more serious, when it's more of a character study. With a bunch of good martial arts mixed in. You know what I mean? So I agree with you. I agree with you totally. It is two different movies. One part worked way better for me. The first part's kind of goofy. There's like weird humor in it. Like when the dude's fighting him and then the little son comes in on the tricycle and he's like, Mommy said you better hurry up before he breaks all the furniture. I was like, get this kid out of here. Like, what is this? And, there was some silliness. He fights him with a feather. He spanks him on the butt. Like, I was like, what is this? There's none of that in the second half. The second half is just straight up serious. So if it was all serious, I think I'd be with you on a 4. Because the first half didn't work for me as well, I gave it a 3.
Okay.
But I still liked it overall.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not that bad. I mean, like I said, 3 is not bad. 3 to 5 is like,
Because to me, that in my head, that's a 6 to an up. And if I give something a 6, that means I recommend it. So yeah, 3, it could have been better, but... it was still pretty good.
Yeah, it's a twofer. Like I said, it's a twofer movie. Whatever you want to pick it, like me and Nate said, the second half of the movie is where it gets really good. He loses everything. Yeah. He loses everything. Yeah. Japanese invades China, right? And then they take over.
The Japanese invaded China, and that was all around World War II.
1935? I think it said on the movie?
By the time it's closer to the end, I think it was 1938. So it fast forwards 3 years. Which was weird because his son was the same size even 3 years later. Like that kid didn't grow. They should have casted a remember the other guy who always calls him uncle, the other guy's son, he grew up.
Yeah, he did.
And then his son is still like 5. So whatever. Either way. It's like right around World War II, maybe a little bit before Japan invades China, and which is funny if you think about it, like. And this is a sidebar, and then we'll get to the overall. But, like, I always think that even though it's history and it's real, I think it's crazy that Japan, this small island, goes into China, this huge country. I mean, China is, like, if you look at a globe, it's gigantic. It's, like, bigger than the whole U.S. And they got invaded and dominated by this little – I mean, Japan, when they had a military, they were, you know, you got to give them some credit. They were pretty powerful for being such a small nation. Now, we bombed the crap out of them. And we showed them who's boss. But before that, they were terrorizers. So, you know, I think it's interesting. That's history, though.
No, it's very interesting. All right, here we go. Yeah. Overall, entire film.
Overall. Okay, so on a whole, I enjoy this movie. I don't love it. I'm actually really looking forward to the sequels. I have never seen any of them. So this one did a good job to make me interested to continue watching. But I don't know if it's the best one because I haven't seen the other ones. I don't know if I'm going to like it the best. But I do know I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. A good lead performance from Donnie Yen. Fantastic action. A crap villain and a little bit uneven. On the whole, it works out for me to be a 3.5 out of 5. I didn't give it the 4 because I just, like I said, that first 35 minutes was kind of lame. The villain wasn't super strong. But most of it works. So I'm thinking like 7 out of 10. So 3.5 out of 5 for me. I do like it. But I'm very excited to watch the next 3.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I'm going to explain this. Well, I enjoyed the movie entirely. The minute you hit play all the way to the ending, I think it was an amazing ride from beginning to end. I have some nitpicks, of course, the first 35 minutes. Now that I know when Japan invades. Yeah. 35 minutes. Yes, there were some corny stuff and stuff like that. But you know what? I could put that to the back burner because the action helps it get to that point of the devastation between, you know, Japan invading China. So with that said, Daniel Yang, an amazing, amazing Ip Man. Super fast, fluent like water on a stream. Yeah. The villain, I agree, he is, you know, not as good, but you know what? When he's on screen and he's beating the people that don't know how to fight, he's very you know, super powered, you know, like until he fights Hitman at the end and is like
and then he's just over.
Yeah, it was he was done. I mean, but with that said, overall entire film for me, I gave this a 5 out of 5. Nice. I think for me personally, it was a movie that I will continue watching. Every week or every month, but it's a movie that I go, you know what? I haven't seen Ip Man. Throw that sucker on.
Yeah.
Because the part one, so far, we up to part one. This one is like the John Wick. Let's put it that way. He's John Wick 1 of the series, which is story. Okay. And this one is survival. Yeah. So I give this a 5.
Awesome.
So total score.
I like it. I think it's very good. And you know what also cracks me up about these martial arts movies? It not always, but it happens in like most of them, is how they, whenever they punch somebody or kick somebody really hard, they're like dust flies off.
Mm-hmm.
And I get why they put it, you know, so you could visualize how
the
hard
impact,
they're hitting.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny. Like, why are you all dusty all the time? Like, this dude's in his rich house. Should be clean as a whistle. They start fighting, just popping off of him. It's hilarious. It always makes me laugh. But anyway, overall, so the villain brings this thing down quite a bit. But overall, I got a 16.5 out of 25. I always hate when I total it up and it's something like that for a movie I like, because I feel like it's low, but it is what it is. That's the math. So 16.5 out of 25 for me. But I did enjoy it. I liked it. Good movie. I had a good time watching it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, total points is a 22 out of a 25. Nice. It's up there. I mean, it's the number one. So we still got 3 more movies to go into this franchise. But so far, this is how you start off a franchise. Something strong, great action, great lead character, semi-villain. But the story is really good, too. So you got all that elements. You got yourself a good pilot into a franchise. Yep. So sure. With that said, Nate, please drive us home.
Yeah. So that is, that's Ip Man number one. And of course we will be doing over the next 3 weeks after this, Ip Man 2, Ip Man 3, Ip Man 4. Those will be first time watches for me, and 3 and 4 were first time watches for Alex. So you're going to be getting our fresh take. He's seen part 2. I haven't seen part 2 yet.
Yeah.
But you're going to get our fresh takes on those. And then, of course, we'll be doing a live show after that, ranking them live with you guys, with the Levels of Geek squad, if you will. So hopefully you have plenty of time. You got like 4 weeks to watch all these movies. That way you could rank them with us and all that kind of stuff. And also, keep an eye out later this week, we're going to have our second review, which will be Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger 90s classic. or 1990 even, classic. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah, so again, guys, anything of Nate, please follow Nate at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram. Follow his podcast with him and his friends over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere you guys listen. Your podcast provider is Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Levels of Geeks is Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, is all Levels of Geeks across. And of course, on YouTube, if you guys are catching us on the replay, please hit that like button. Hit that notification bell button so every time we go live Mondays and Wednesdays or we drop new podcast episodes and now 4K movie reviews, you guys will be notified. Please subscribe to the channel. Help us get to that 600 subscriber mark. But other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.